Purpose and Objectives of Seventh-day Adventist Institutions by Ellen G. White. Some of the more important statements defining the heaven-ordained purpose of Seventh-day Adventist institutions, together with pertinent historical information about our early Battle Creek establishments. Every institution that bears the name of Seventh-day Adventist is to be to the world as was Joseph in Egypt, and as were Daniel and his fellows in Babylon. In the providence of God, these men were taken captive that they might carry to heathen nations the knowledge of the true God. They were to make no compromise with the idolatrous nations with which they were brought in contact, but were to stand loyal to their faith, bearing as a special honor the name of worshipers of the God who created the heavens and the earth. See God's Purpose for His Institutions, Testimonies for the Church 8, 153-157. As our work has extended and institutions have multiplied, God's purpose in their establishment remains the same. The conditions of prosperity are unchanged. The Ellen G. White Estate, September 1969. An explanation of this document. In response to requests from leading officers of the General Conference, we here provide a grouping of statements from the pen of Ellen G. White concerning the purpose and objectives of Seventh-day Adventist institutions. There are many, many statements on these points which expressed at various times, and often repeated, give through their content, their repetition, and their emphasis, a clear picture of what God called for through the messages given through His servant, Ellen G. White. A statement of historical background relating to the starting of the three major lines of institutional endeavor appears as Section 5, and should not be overlooked. The White Estate staff, in its attempt to meet a close deadline, have not been able to do an exhaustive work. More might be added from periodical articles and E.G. White manuscript files. It is their opinion, however, that the statements appearing here portray an accurate picture. It is our hope that what is presented may serve church leaders well. Arthur L. White and Delafield, The Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, September 9, 1969.